So anybody that's a creator of art in their life, when they're working and they share their artwork, or someone notices them working on their artwork, and people always say to them, man, I wish I could draw. Man, I wish I was that talented and stuff. And so this is just something I had shared a while back about, you know, how I feel about that experience when people say that, you know, as if they don't have any creative ability. So this is my take on that there. Thank you. So if you like these podcasts, go ahead and subscribe and like them and subscribe. That's great. And I'm going to keep sharing short snippets of some of the things I've done in the past and current ideas and concepts on creativity, marketing, art in general. I might share some artwork as well. I've done some of that. If you look back at some of the podcasts I've done many years ago, I have a bunch of interviews I've done with artists and creatives where they share their inspiration and what, you know, what ignited that in them. And that might be a fun thing to take a look at also. Anyway, hope you enjoy. Thanks a lot. So I always find myself getting into conversations with people about creativity, especially when, you know, if subject of art comes up, you know, people say, man, I wish I could, I wish I was more creative and all that stuff. And so, of course, that sparks the conversation. You know, everybody that tells me that, I always want to try to convince them that they are creative, that we all have that ability to be creative. That creativity is basically just two things. It's your ability to solve problems. It's your ability to identify two unrelated things and bring them together to create something new. Basically taking, you know, I always say, taking a bird and taking a horse and putting them together and making a Pegasus. Nobody's ever seen a Pegasus for real, but in your mind, you could come up with something brand new that doesn't exist by taking two things that actually do or that you have experience with. And throughout all our lives, since we're children, we've been collecting things that we value, things that we see that we value. And we store them in our subconscious, right? And every time we see something or we make a choice that we like something or we appreciate something, it stays with us, it sticks with us. And so when we're in a situation where we're having to solve a problem or work on something, we don't pull things out of the air, we pull them from our subconscious instead. And the library of things that we carry with us are the things that we've always valued. So the more you value, the more that you explore, the more tokens you have to use to solve those problems, to make more Pegasuses, right? So everybody does this. Everybody has this ability. Everybody carries these things with them. And when you're talking about creativity, you're talking about, or your art, let's say you're doing art. What you're doing is you're communicating an idea. So you're taking an idea, basic idea, and you're trying to find a way to communicate it. So what you do is you're taking all these tokens and you're using them to illustrate some kind of idea, and you're doing it through your hand, through, you know, through the drawing, through whatever you're doing, or through music, or however. So in the arts, that's how it's done. But you also do it at work, and how you deal with people and how you communicate. When you counsel somebody that's maybe suffering, a friend of yours, you're going through these lessons that you've learned, that you value, and you're putting them together to be able to express an idea that's going to help them through something. So we all carry this with us. Everybody carries this with you. And if you have this awareness that you've all these, the inspiration that you get doesn't come from the outside, it actually comes from inside, and it comes from your subconscious, from all the things you valued, and you're aware of that, then maybe what you should be doing is actually exploring things that you value a lot more, knowing that you're going to just end up carrying them with you, and they're going to be loading up your subconscious with more tokens, which will in turn make you more creative and make you more aware of how to use them. The other side of this is that people that don't think of themselves as creative, they just don't trust themselves, because your subconscious offers you these tokens all the time. And we make judgments on whether we're going to use them or not and how we're going to use them. So where you'll be working on something and something will pop into your head and you'll immediately judge whether it's valuable or not before you actually use it and realize why it was given to you. See, they call that forecasting. When you try to assume what the end result of your creative process is without actually doing the work. So when you assume what it's going to be, you ignore anything that doesn't look like the thing you're heading towards. In other words, you've decided before you started working on a project that it's going to be blue. So if anything green or red pops up, you ignore it. Only bluish things are going to lead you to where you need to be. But it is possible that it's not blue. The goal is that you need to figure out what the best solution is and allow those tokens to come to you and explore them and see if they lead you in a direction that's going to lead you to a better idea. Anyway, so that's one part of the creative process I wanted to just kind of share with you, one of the ways I kind of like to look at it. I'm going to make more of these videos to where I talk about this a little bit more and explore a little bit about what it is. I'm going very informal. I'm using my iPad and I'm in my living room, and I just thought I'd share some of these ideas with you. I guess I could have combed my hair a little bit better, but anyway. All right, so we'll tap into some of the things later on, so good night.